ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Across America, the heat is on.
More than 110 million Americans facing a weekend of dangerous and excessive heat. From Indiana to Pittsburgh, feels like temperatures could reach up to 105 degrees. The blistering heat across the eastern seaboard creating potentially life-threatening conditions for those outdoors for prolonged periods.
ABC's Morgan Norwood in New York. A mass shooting in Arkansas leaving three people dead and at least 10 others injured at a grocery store. 44-year-old suspect is in custody. A victory at the nation's highest court for gun safety advocates. In an 8-1 decision, the Supreme Court upholding a ban on guns for those under domestic violence restraining orders. Next week, a decision on presidential immunity is expected. The man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer and was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison, also convicted Friday of aggravated kidnapping by a state court, could put David DePape behind bars for life. This is ABC News. An American man back home in the arms of family released with a fine after facing charges for bringing ammunition into Turks and Caicos. ABC's Melissa Adan has more on his return after his arrest more than 2 months ago.
The emotional reunion Ryan Watson says he's been praying for. The Oklahoma father of two is seeing his family for the first time in 70 days after his detainment in Turks and Caicos.
I'm so incredibly blessed.
In April, Ryan and his wife Valerie attempted to journey home from vacation on the Caribbean island when they were stopped by airport officials. Ryan carrying four bullets in his carry-on bag that he says he unknowingly had.
U.S. data showing a decline in home sales as home prices reach a record high and interest rates aren't going down. The National Association of Realtors reporting that the median home price increased by almost 6% annually in May. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 77 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our forecast calls for a flood watch in effect through this evening for the entire WRCO listening area. Cloudy and humid today. Periods of widespread rain, thunderstorms, an inch to 2 inches of rain is possible with isolated higher amounts. Be alert for areas of flooding and river flooding. Our high today will be around 80. Tonight, mostly cloudy with widespread rain shifts to the east through with scattered showers remaining. Minor additional rain amounts tonight with a low of 62. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms with isolated region areas and a high of 79. Currently in Richland Center with westerly winds 3 to 4 miles per hour. After a low of 70, it's 77 degrees.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and a approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday 8 to 4, close holidays.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 77 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Well, with all the rain we've been receiving the last couple days, we start out our newscast with some weather-related cancellations and changes. The 4th annual Viroqua Pride Festival will start an hour later at a new location today. The celebration will be held at the Viroqua VFW from now until 6. Community Safety Day at the Brewer Public Library was canceled. The Nautical Davis Pittman Go-Away Party at Boaz Park at 1 is canceled today. And the Marion Youth CC Ladies Aid Bratzenburgers event in the Bender Foods parking lot in Fenimore is canceled. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Gays Mills. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown when encountering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Again, there is a flood warning for the Kickapoo River at Gays Mills. The flood watch for the remainder sections of the Kickapoo River has been extended from late tonight to Monday evening. The areas affected are Viola, Reedstown, and Soldiers Grove. If you are in the watch area, remain alert to possible flooding. Additional river and weather information is available at weather.gov/lacrosse. Local and federal law enforcement agencies have released a security plan for next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee that allows people to carry guns inside an outer perimeter and gives protesters a view of the arena. The U.S. Secret Service, the FBI, and local police released the plan Friday. It calls for an outer perimeter that begins multiple blocks from the FISER form, where vehicles will need to pass through checkpoints, and another perimeter beyond that within which only convention goers will be allowed on foot. Protesters will get two stages, one within sight of the arena, and will be allowed to march inside the outer perimeter about four blocks from the arena. Two Lockheed Martin subsidiaries have agreed to pay the federal government $70 million for overcharging the Navy for aircraft parts. The U.S. Department of Justice says Sikorsky Support Services and Derco Aerospace knowingly entered into an improper subcontract for spare parts and materials for aircraft used to train Navy pilots. Under the contract, Sikorsky, a Connecticut company, purchased parts from Derco, a Wisconsin company, at the cost Derco paid other suppliers for the parts, plus a substantial markup. Lockheed Martin says it is pleased the agreement brings the case, which originated as a federal whistleblower lawsuit, to a close. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received two awards from the International Vitti Awards. judged by the Association of Marketing and Communication Professionals for outstanding achievement in video and digital production. The DNRs dispose of your Bradery's properly with East Cycle Wisconsin Video, won Platinum, and the Engage in CWD Management Video, won Gold. The Platinum Award is awarded to those projects that the judges deem are written, produced, shot, and or edited in an exceptional manner. The Gold Award is awarded for projects that exceed industry standards. The Video Awards, formerly the Videographer Awards, is one of the most coveted awards in the video industry. The goal of the Video Awards is to identify and recognize the video artisans who excel in the scope of their own environment. Winners range from network news operations to local cable access, from large production companies to freelancers, and from international advertising agencies to student producers. Well, we'll hear from Michelle Reinen next on WRCO's News at Noon.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Tickets for the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle are once again available for you to purchase. Tickets are just $10 each this year. In the last 5 years, we have given away almost $15,000 in Grand Cash Giveaway prize money. This year could be the best year yet. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th, during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. You can't be a winner if you don't buy a ticket. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Cairns State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louie's Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. Get your ticket today, just $10 per ticket.
It's 78 cloudy degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:14. June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. It is a good time to help prevent older family, friends, and neighbors from being exploited by scammers and identity thieves. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
First are some statistics just so people understand that this is so important, that according to the Federal Trade Commission, last year consumers over 60 are less likely than younger consumers to lose money to scams and fraud. So that's pretty significant. However, they are more likely to lose larger amounts of money. And in 2023, the average reported loss for consumers under 60 was less than $500. But for those 60 and older, it was nearly $1,000. And that can be very impactful on a monthly budget. And so we want to be sure that people are paying attention to this, that, again, falling victim less often. However, when they fall, it's significantly more money. So have a conversation about those scams that are circulating with our older consumers.
There are various ways scammers can attack that elders should be made aware of. Actions can also be taken to prevent them from being a victim.
You absolutely do not want to be taken victim. I mean, with a grandparent scam, a scammer calls you and pretends to be a family member. Well, what can we do as family members? We can make sure that our social media accounts are locked down, because scammers are now lifting just a short little copy of those family members' voices using artificial intelligence. And now that scammer sounds like a family member and is putting more fear into that consumer, that grandparent, to react to this scam. And why give them that ammunition to do that? Let's lock that down and protect our loved ones. Medicare scams, you might see an ad offering big discounts on health insurance that requires personal information to make sure you qualify. No, no, no. We don't give our personal information out during a phone call or in response to an ad just to get a good deal. And with tech support scams, we need to remember that when the computer has a pop-up claiming your computer has a virus, that's not how that works. Microsoft, Apple, Google, they don't alert you to a virus in that way. You need to have antivirus software that'll alert you, and then you work with a professional to help with your computer services if you need it, but you don't respond to a pop-up or a phone call indicating you have a virus.
When someone is a victim of a scam, it can be difficult for them to talk about it. It's good to be understanding about what happened.
I think we all need to take a minute in remembering that it takes a lot of courage to talk about a scam and that you have been victimized by one. And so we want to provide some guidance to keep those lines of communication open for those that are engaged with the victim. So when someone comes to you and trusts you enough to share their story, lead with empathy. Respond with kindness and concern instead of criticism or disappointment, because that will shut them down right away for fear that you'll want to take over control of finances and things. You know, scams can happen to anyone, regardless of your education or financial well-being. So don't blame the victim. Do everything you can to keep those lines of communication open by being kind and concerned.
After the victim explains what happened, let them know they are not to blame and assist them.
Let that individual tell their story. Talking about a scam experience can help both of you understand what happened, and talking about the scam also helps both of you spot red flags for the future and how you can react. And then go ahead and validate the story. The only person at fault here is the scammer, and we need to keep validating that. It's not the friend or family member who's been taken advantage of. Ask them not to blame themselves and instead blame that scammer. And then finally, ask what you can do together next as those next steps. That individual might need help if their identity has been compromised, or maybe they need help reaching out to the bank if their financial information has been compromised. So see if you can work the steps together to be sure those steps are taken.
If an older family member, friend, neighbor, or even yourself have been victim of a scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. It's 78 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. Today's vital statistics are next.
Do you enjoy performing minor maintenance and routine building upkeep? Take pride in caring for a beautiful property? The House on the Rock Resort Hotel has an opening for a full-time, year-round building maintenance and upkeep position. 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. They also have part-time openings available. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join them and help keep their resort in top shape.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Services, ensured they do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, June 22nd. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died June 12th. A funeral service will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements. Daryl Mead is survived by his wife, Becky, two sons, Daryl and Ellen Mead Jr., and John and Lexi Mead, four grandchildren, his grandfather, Norman Mead, his mothers, Norma Smith and Bernice Floyd, his father, Reginald and Lori Robbins, his siblings, Ken and Ida Smith, Kurt Robbins, Cody and Raylin Robbins, Alicia and Jean Jones, Eleanor and Matt Middlestadt, and Christina Almendinger, along with many aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews. Daryl Eugene, Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Donald L. Newberry, 70 of Avoca, died June 8th at his home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 to 2 at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Don Newberry is survived by four children, Donald Newberry Jr., Dwayne Newberry, Merrill Newberry, and Jess Newberry, four grandchildren, three siblings, Diane, Rod, and Dwayne, sister-in-law Viola Ewing, good friend Kathy Ewing, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald L. Newberry, 70, of Avoca. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland, died last Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley Rako is survived by two brothers, Roger Fox of Elk Grove, California, and Gary and Joanne Fuchs of Briggsville, niece and nephew, great-nieces and nephews, and many extended family and friends. Shirley L. Rako, 74, of Avoca and McFarland. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota, died Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 to 6, and Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lorinda Cleary include four children, Richard and Lisa Michelin of Eatonville, Washington, Rhonda and Todd Hamilton of Hawaii, Robert Michelin and Courtney of Minot, North Dakota, and Jeffrey and Mary Cleary of Kenosha. Five grandchildren, a brother, Harry Schaffel of Battle Creek, Michigan, sisters and brothers-in-law, Janice Derline and Larry Denman of Portage, Jean and Marge Cleary of Ithaca, Tommy and Nancy Cleary of Bear Valley, Christian and Bridget Kurth of New London, Alice Cleary of Central City, Iowa, and Barbara Cleary of Ithaca, two nephews and many cousins. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Survivors of Hondo Hill include his wife of 52 years, Janice, three children, April and Don Fish of Muscadet, Justin and Katie of Richland Center, and Marcy Hill of Boscobel. Eight grandchildren, five step-grandchildren, one great-grandchild, three step-great-grandchildren, siblings Cindy Kratcha of Muscadet and Kathy and Dave Foth of Richland Center. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Ronald J., Hondo Hill, 71 of Richland Center.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
A number of couples are celebrating anniversaries today. Best wishes go out today to Monty and Bridget Schmidt, Rodney and Shirley Gokenauer, Janelle and Gary Williams, Pastor Larry and Mary Engel, Roger and Beth Gander, Brian and Lisa Tennant, Mr. and Mrs. Stanley Jarr, Tony and Alyssadine Wheeler, Cliff and Allison McGow, and BJ and Jamie Hinkle. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a great Saturday so far. A break in the action as far as weather. Later this afternoon and evening, a second round of rain and thunderstorms developing and pushing through. There could be a couple of stronger storms in the mix, and some locations could pick up over an inch of additional rainfall. A flood watch remains in effect for the entire area through Saturday evening, and a couple of our area rivers are on the rise. The Kickapoo River expected to rise into the minor flood stage category as we head into the later part of this weekend. And looking at the Wisconsin River down near Muscadet, later next week, the river expected to rise into the action stage and possibly into the minor flood stage, with, of course, all the rain that we're receiving, not only in our area, but across the northern part of Wisconsin in the past several days. So getting to that forecast, cloudy today. Again, later this afternoon and this evening, another round of rain and thunderstorms with more than an inch possible in some areas. Highs near 80 today. This evening, scattered showers and thunderstorms, maybe a strong storm, and then overnight, gradually quieting down, a low near 62. Sunday, partly cloudy overall, comfortable, a nice day, nice to dry out, highs near 80, maybe a pop-up shower to the east, closer though, farther from us, near Lake Michigan. And then Sunday night becoming clear with areas of dense fog possible will fall back to about 57. Monday, sunshine in the morning, then increasing clouds. In the late afternoon and evening, there's a small chance of a shower or a thunderstorm popping up, highs around 86. Better chance for showers and thunderstorms Monday night into Tuesday. And then during the day on Tuesday itself, partly cloudy overall, warm and humid, with maybe a few showers and storms popping up, highs around 91. Wednesday, less humid with a few showers early and highs near 80. Thursday, mostly sunny and pleasant, up to 82. And the next Friday into next Saturday, our next chance of showers and storms then, about 30% at this time with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 79 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 85, our low this morning was 70. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 79. The record high for this date was set in 1988 at 100. The record low, 37, was set in 1963. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 59. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds at 4 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.78, and we have received 81 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Again, currently in Richland Center, we have partly sunny skies, and it's 79 degrees. A reminder, the National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River. They have expanded the warning, however, to affect Gaze Mills, Viola, and Reedstown. Motorists should not attempt to drive around barricades or drive cars through flooded areas. Turn around, don't drown when entering flooded roads. Most flood deaths occur in vehicles. Again, a National Weather Service has issued a flood warning for the Kickapoo River, which affects Gaze Mills, Viola, and Reedstown. If you are in the area, remain alert to possible flooding. Additional river and weather information is available at weather.gov/lacrosse.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Saturday sounds super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Natalie Cole. This will be an everlasting love. Happy Saturday, everyone. Just texting to a friend right now. I can't believe they let me in the studio to do this. This is so much fun, and I've got so much great music going on this afternoon. You're going to love it here on Saturdays with Simo, kicking off our retro Saturday here. Here's a little bit of Al Green. Let's stay together. from 1966. The Four Tops with a song written by Holland Dozier. Holland, reach out, I'll be there. Here are now the Temptations with their fantastic Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
I know you want to leave me. Sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me.
Those are the flamingos. Well, not the ones that are in my yard anyway, but the flamingos with I Only Have Eyes for You. We are going to break and hear from our sponsors. Thank you very much to each and every one of them who sponsor today's Saturdays with Simo program. And that includes Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, WP Dental, Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, and Pine Valley Community Village. Thank you very much to each of those. So we will take a break and hear from the sponsors, and we come back and hear a little bit of the Penguins with Earth Angel.
Losing a loved one is never easy, and it never will be. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Pre-planning won't take the grief away, but with a plan in place, families can spend their time and energy supporting each other and healing, instead of worrying about what to do next. We're ready to support you when you're ready to make a plan or simply ask a question at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-thru convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
from 1954. Those were the Penguins with Earth Angel. Yep, very famous song. That without Earth Angel, we wouldn't have had Marty McFly or his siblings. You know? Very cool. Back to the 70s. These are the Grassroots with Temptation Eyes.
Thank you. America!